Imagine, if you will, that you're a judge sitting on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. Your name is Richard Posner, and when you're not writing books or magazine articles or mediating the Microsoft dispute, you are the chief judge for the Seventh Circuit. In other words, you don't have time for shenanigans. And then you get an appeal that alleges this. The United States and China have a conspiracy to biochemically infect and invade people with a mind-reading and mental torture device. And the plaintiff, the party appealing because the trial court threw out his complaint as frivolous, has created something that will enable people whose minds are being invaded to relocate to other planets with the help of email and a nanny service. You, being Richard Posner, are not amused. And the real Richard Posner wasn't either. Last week, Judge Posner fired off an opinion about the case, calling the plaintiff, his words not mine, a lunatic in the literal sense of the word. Appeal dismissed, the sixth lawsuit filed by the plaintiff to be dismissed in 1999 alone. How many previous and subsequent lawsuits has the inventor filed, Judge Posner wondered aloud. Lest you think that frivolous filing is a problem that besets only the Seventh Circuit, let me tell you about a case I worked on in Washington a few years ago. A woman filed a lawsuit against many people and entities, including the Postmaster General, St. Mary's Hospital, and the city of Chaska, Minnesota. I represented Chaska, Minnesota, and we convinced the trial court to dismiss the plaintiff's case because the allegations in it echoed those in a previous lawsuit she'd filed just a year or two before. The plaintiff appealed, and the appellate court dismissed the appeal. Now, if you look, you'll find a string of cases she's filed, five that I found, naming as defendants various postmasters general and even the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Each one dismissed, but only after several attorneys billed out their time, I'm afraid. But not as many attorneys as had to be hired in a case from Michigan decided just a few months ago. There, the plaintiff filed a lawsuit against some 45 defendants, including the unlikely co-conspirators President Clinton, Ken Starr, the vet treating the family pets. To the extent the complaint is intelligible, the court wrote, it appears to challenge a ruling that the plaintiff be sent to a forensic hospital for testing. An eager clerk at the local courthouse inexplicably gave the plaintiff's representatives more than 160 summons forms, and they summoned more people as defendants, including talk show host Lisa and Ameritech and the Food and Drug Administration, certainly proving the plaintiff's charge that the conspiracy against him was of a magnitude never seen before in this country or the world. In a many-page opinion filled mostly with the many names of the defendants, case dismissed. I read Judge Posner's opinion dismissing the biochemical mind control and nanny-guided planet-finding device, noting the et al. After William Jefferson Clinton's name, and wondering how much attorney and judicial time went into that case, how many attorney-toting defendants made up the et al. Judge Posner writes that we need to better hone appeals, that trial court judges should refuse to certify for appeal lawsuits filed in bad faith, and that a lawsuit filed in bad faith can mean one so frivolous that no reasonable person would see any merit to the case, even though the plaintiff might. And remember Judge Posner's musings about the number of cases filed by his inventor? I found one. 1997. The inventor's claim to be exempt from federal income tax is denied. Case dismissed. I'm Amy Guida.